National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. Angel is in Austin, Texas, speaking at the Small Business Expo with Bill Walsh out there in Austin. And so you've got me and I need you. We've got a phone line that will be open here pretty much the entire show. 303-632-4160. 303-632-4160. And I got a great program lined up for you today, including we are hoping that the people over at the Governor's Mansion here in the state of Colorado, Governor John Hickenlooper, will be joining us in this segment. At least that's our cross fingers. That's what we hope to talk to him about, the NGA Energy Innovation Summit that is happening tomorrow here in Denver, and Thursday here in Denver. And, you know, the world's changing rapidly due to amazing new digital and advanced technologies. Those technologies are transforming the daily way of life for all of us, altering the way businesses and industries operate, and from how we heat and cool our buildings to the cars we drive or cars that drive themselves, we're witnessing what some have declared the fourth industrial revolution. Given the implications for their citizens and economies, governors are looking for ideas to leverage the opportunities these new technologies present and tackle challenges to stay ahead of the curve. They want to know about protective measures, partnerships, and policies that can help them become innovation governors. And Governor Sandoval is the one who really was the kind of the impetus for this initiative, Governor Sandoval of Nevada, and he is quite full, and he's got his hands full with the tragedy that happened a couple of days ago, not even 48 hours ago, in Las Vegas. And so we do hope to have Governor John Hickenlooper here on the program at his convenience. In the meantime, let's talk about some of the energies that are emerging, or the technologies that are emerging as of this year. And some of them are kind of interesting. Now, this is something I've never heard of before, but it's liquid biopsies. Liquid biopsies mark a step forward in the fight against cancer. They're an alternative to where traditional tissue-based biopsies are not possible. Second, they provide a full spectrum of information compared to tissue samples, which only reflect the information available in the sample. And so liquid biopsies, one of the 10 emerging technologies here for 2017. This we hear a lot about, and I'm excited to report on, harvesting clean water from air. The ability to extract clean water from air is not new. However, existing techniques require high moisture levels and a lot of electricity. That is changing. A team from MIT and the University of California, Berkeley, have successfully tested a process using porous crystals that convert the water using no energy at all. Another approach is Let's see, where did I go? There it is. Another approach by a startup called Zero Mass Water from Arizona is able to produce 2 to 5 liters of water a day based on an off-grid solar system. Still in its infancy, but is kind of fascinating to kind of follow along and see what's going to happen in that. Continue to keep our eyes on the phone lines as we are hoping to receive a call from Governor John Hickenlooper. Again, talking about the ahead-of-the-curve NGA Energy Initiative Summit or Energy Innovation Summit happening tomorrow from Denver here. It's a 2-day meeting, which is going to include the Governor's Roundtable, where teams of state officials can explore key topics and identify action steps regarding emerging issues. They're also hoping to promote hands-on learning through a tour of the 2017 Solar Decathlon. Back to our emerging technologies. Deep learning for visual tasks. Computers are beginning to recognize images better than humans. That's right, you heard me correctly. Thanks to deep learning, an emerging field of artificial intelligence, computer vision technologies are increasingly being used in applications as diverse as driving autonomous vehicles, medical diagnostics, damage assessment for insurance claims, and monitoring of water levels and crop yield. More on the emerging technologies. Liquid fuels coming from the sun, from sunshine, I should say. Can we mimic the humble leaf to create an artificial photosynthesis to generate and store energy? The prospects are looking increasingly positive. The answer lies in sunlight-activated catalysts to split water molecules into water and hydrogen, and then use the same hydrogen to convert CO2 into hydrocarbons. Such a closed system where CO2 emitted by combustion is then transformed back into fuel instead of the atmosphere could prove to be revolutionary for the solar and wind industries. Now, here's something, another, you know, one of those Big Brother kind of things that I just don't know a whole lot about, but it's called the Human Cell Atlas. Talking about emerging technologies of 2017, the Human Cell Atlas, an international collaboration aimed at deciphering the human body called the Human Cell Atlas, was launched in October of 2016. The project, backed by initiatives, aims to identify every cell type in every tissue, learning exactly which genes, proteins, and other molecules are active in each type, and then processing that which control that activity that you're looking at, determine where the cells are located, exactly how the cells normally interact with one another, and so on. That's more than I don't know. I am not the brightest bulb in the knife drawer. I admit it freely, but it's interesting nonetheless. Continue to wait on John Hickenlooper to give us a call. Governor Hickenlooper here of the state of Colorado talking about the NGA Energy Innovation Summit, and you know, you get the press release, you say he's going to call, and we will see whether or not he actually gets online before we have to go to our next segment. The fourth industrial revolution is providing farmers with a new set of tools to boost crop yield and quality while reducing water and chemical use. Sensors, robots, GPS, mapping tools, and data analytics software all being used to customize the care that plants need. Who knew? While the prospect of using drones to capture plant health in real time may be some way off for most of the world's farmers, low-tech technologies are coming online as well. There is a streamlined, low-cost monitoring system in Indonesia that actually relies on solar power and cell phones. There are affordable catalysts for green vehicles. Of course, green vehicles is not new, but we are moving in the constant direction of seeing those vehicles advance in their technology. So take a look at this. We got the progress being made on promising zero-emission technology, the hydrogen-fed fuel cell. Progress to date has been stymied by the high price of catalysts, which contain platinum. However, much progress has been made reducing reliance on the rare and expensive metal, and the latest developments involve catalysts that involve no platinum, or in some cases, no metal at all. We've got genomic vaccines. Vaccines based on genes are superior to more conventional ones in a number of ways, and they're faster to manufacture, which is crucial at times of a violent outbreak. Compared to manufacturing proteins in cell cultures or eggs, producing genetic material should also be simpler and less expensive. A genomics-based approach to vaccines also enables more rapid adaptation in the event of pathogen mutations. How about the sustainable design of communities? This one, for certain, will be a part of the NGA Energy Innovation Summit happening again in Denver from tomorrow through the 5th. And, you know, as you start talking about sustainable communities and the design of communities, infrastructure comes up, the mass transit comes up. Reducing carbon emissions to zero is something that never used to be even imaginable, but certainly is on the table these days. Get this. Same projects plan to redesign water systems so that wastewater from toilets and drains is treated and reused on site. Rainwater being diverted to toilets and washers could cut demand for potable water somewhere by 70%. And then finally, quantum computing. Quantum computers' almost limitless potential has only ever been matched by the difficulty and cost of their construction, which explains why today the small ones have been built and not yet managed to exceed the power of supercomputers. But progress is being made, and the technology firm IBM provided the public access to the first quantum computer in 2016 in the cloud. This has already led to more than 20 academic papers. Get ready, folks. Buckle up. Technology is advancing at a rapid rate, whether we like it or not. Looks like John Hickenlooper didn't have the opportunity to give us a call, but that's all right, folks. We've got a great show loaded up ahead for you, so don't go anywhere. This is the home of positive business talk, the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers $100,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in to this. This is the home of positive business talk. Excited to have you. Angel's out in Austin, Texas, speaking before a whole bunch of entrepreneurs at the Small Business Expo with Bill Walsh. You've got me. I need you. Pick up your phone. Give us a call, 303-632-4160, and join the conversation. An interesting conversation here. Have you ever thought maybe you might want to write a book, maybe even a novel? Didn't know where to start, didn't know how to get it going. Well, our next guest, Erin Knighty, has a degree in early education. She attended Arizona State University and has been teaching for over 5 years, currently resides in southern Arizona with her fiance and their five cats. She's been a fan of mysteries ever since watching Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?, and has always enjoyed trying to figure out who did it before Velma could. She continues to read and watches mysteries whenever she can, and she's a passionate Star Wars fan. Yes! And she's also the author of a brand new series, Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective Museum Mayhem. Erin Knighty, thank you so much for joining us today on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, anytime somebody says, I'm into Star Wars, it's like an immediate do not pass go. You just get to go right now and get to the big game.
I love it.
Let's talk a little bit about your new book, Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective Museum Mayhem. First of all, what made you decide to put this book out?
Well, as you said earlier, I love mysteries. Grew up watching Scooby-Doo, and as a teacher, a lot of my third grade students have told me that they love trying to solve these mysteries as well. We kind of got talking about our favorite shows and our characters and how they love to solve mysteries, but they always hated reading because they could never find a character that they connected with outside of the TV shows or their video games.
Sure.
And I know this is a lot. They're in front of the TV, they've got their Kindles, they've got their cell phones, but they absolutely hate reading. And I've noticed this a lot. So I set out to actually write something that that they would enjoy and actually pick up a book and read, using that common love of our mysteries.
Erin, did you find, because we here on the Business Talk Show of Experience Pros, we talk a lot about everybody's got a book inside of them. And, you know, Angel and I, between the two of us, have somewhere in the neighborhood of seven books but between us. Did you find that writing a novel is more complicated? I find it easy to write a business book, but a novel with all the different threads and all the different characters and all of that, is that more complicated?
Oh, very. For me, it works if I just start with one small little thing and kind of expand it there. But I tend to take weeks coming up with an outline for the story before I even just start typing it up. I'll do lots of research, too, and I'll go to the library or go to the internet and see what I can find to kind of help me figure it out.
Oh, okay, and so what advice do you have for, you know, some of our listeners who are sitting there saying, gosh, I really wish I could write a book, but I don't really know how to get it started? What would you give them counsel?
So just start.
Just start.
Sometimes we just start. You know, if you notice somebody walking down the street and they're on their skateboard, come up with a story about what they could be doing. A lot of the times my students will give me some ideas, or I'll just be out hanging out at the mall or going to the movie theaters, or even just walking down my own street and seeing, like, hey, you know, what's that person's story?
Sure.
Just coming up with an idea.
Okay.
Start. Get your ideas down.
So get it started. Start writing it out. It sounds like you are a supporter of storyboarding it before you actually get to the writing of it.
Oh, absolutely. Just getting your ideas down can really help you write your book. And it helps you think things through and come up with questions and answers before you even start writing the actual story itself.
You know, that was good advice. And I think that Angel, when she wrote her first book, before she wrote her first book, got the same advice from another established author who says, you know, look, it's your first. It's not going to be your best. It's probably not going to be perfect. But you got to get over it. So just write it. And I think that's a solid thing. Our guest is Erin Knighty. She has written a book called Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective Museum of Mayhem. Who is the book targeted to, Erin?
It's mostly for late second grade students up until about fifth grade students.
Okay. And what is it that you hope? I mean, obviously it's a novel, it's a mystery. What do you hope the kids take away once they get involved in reading your book?
Well, one is just to get them out of the video games and get them into reading and higher level thinking and trying to solve the mystery themselves. I want kids to think as they are reading this story and kind of go along with Stormy and her two friends as they try to solve various mysteries. I also am trying to use the girls to get them inspired to do things themselves, get out of their computers or their video games and get out and experience things. Museum Mayhem is actually based on a local museum here in Phoenix, Arizona. So, like, the exhibits that I talk about in this story are all real exhibits that people can go and see. There's more out there to experience. And I want people to go out there and start experiencing real things off the screen.
Yeah, you know, it's a noble goal that you have for that. I wonder, and I'm just being kind of the voice of the opposition for just a second. I wonder if we're too far gone, Erin. You know, I mean, we've got we can even use our iPhones to read books if we decided to.
It's never too late. It was never too late for Darth Vader, so come on. If he can be saved, we can all be saved.
All right. You got me there. All right. Well, that, you know what? That's a solid thing. Erin Knighty, the book is called Stormy Summers, Fifth Grade Detective Museum Mayhem. Where do you want people to, A, connect with you, and, B, go get a copy of your book?
So if you go to Amazon.com and you just type in Stormy Summers, my books will start popping up. I also have a Facebook page that I'm currently working on for Stormy Summers. So if you go to Facebook and just search in Stormy Summers, you'll see that coming in a couple of days.
Fantastic. How many books are in the series?
There's two at the moment. I'm currently in the final stages of writing the third one.
And just a final question for kicks and giggles for me. How long does it take you to, from start to finish, to do a book?
I've been working on this one for about 8 months now, between the research and the outlining, editing, revising, all that good stuff.
All right. There you go. Erin Knighty, thank you for joining us on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Very grateful for your time. And
thank you so much.
Folks, don't forget, you got to go out and get Museum Mayhem from Aaron Knighty. It's going to be a good one. If you've got kids in second, third, fourth, fifth grade, go get it. We'll be back right after these messages. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples, it's pro time. Select SKUs, in-store only, plus tax where applicable, expires 10/7/17.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And thank you for tuning in. We're grateful for you. Angel is out in Austin, Texas today. And so you've got me. I need you if you want to join our conversation and carry on the thought of what we're talking about. 303-632-4160. 303-632-4160. Have you ever wondered what it would be like if you were more self-confident? Have you ever, if you want to build and develop greater self-confidence, Jeff Hayden says there are 8 simple things that you can do every day that will help you feel more self-assured. But have you ever wanted to just say, I need some more self-confidence. I need to be more less meek and more aggressive in all the proper and appropriate ways. Well, confidence takes time to develop because true confidence is based on incremental steady success. And there's definitely lots of different ways to be more confident, which means you can more easily overcome anxiety and nervousness and perform well. And I mentioned that Angel's out speaking in Austin, Texas. And, I've said this over the years many, many times, and I will stand behind it right now, that I would today pay the greatest amount for the worst seat in the theater to watch Angel speak on any topic at all. She's that good. And I say that because it wasn't always the case. She didn't always have the confidence in her speaking ability. And so in that same vein of the conversations that I've had with Angel as we worked on developing her public persona and her public speaking abilities, I offer you this through Jeff Hayden of Inc.com. Number one, cross your arms when you need a boost of determination. Think about that for a minute. I know crossed arms tend to signal to people that you're closed-minded or anxious. It supposedly sends a negative signal. However, crossing your arms also makes you kind of makes you stick with an unsolvable problem a lot longer. You can calm you down if you feel anxious or stressed. In addition, it can give you that momentary hug, if you will, whenever you're stuck. Just try crossing your arms and then push ahead. Number two, stand like Superman or Supergirl to feel more like feel more self-assured. And that it's that strike a pose, the hands on the hips, feet shoulder apart, shoulder width apart. Strike that pose, holding your arms out, or you could even hold your arms out towards the sky. Standing like Superman with your hand on the hips increases your confidence level. Absolutely. When I was learning to become a public speaker, I remember very clearly that it was, you'd get there and you'd hit that strike a pose with your hands on your hips and you just look in the mirror for 30 seconds. It sounds silly, folks, but there's something about it that absolutely gets it done. All right, we're talking about how to boost your self-confidence. Number three, smile to reduce nervousness and stress. Frowning, grimacing, other negative facial expressions signal your brain that whatever you're doing is difficult. So when your body responds by releasing cortisol, which raises your stress levels, you start to sweat and all that. Stress begets more stress. In no time, you're a hot mess. Here's the cue. I'm sorry, the cure. Make yourself smile. You feel less stress even if nothing else about the situation changes. Smiling is not necessarily natural. I know a couple of people that their natural state is a perma-frown. But if you can break out a smile, and again, I reference Angel, she's really good at this. If you can break out a smile and maintain a smile, your nervousness, your stress literally drops away. Move more and burn off more chemical stress. When you feel anxious or stressed, your adrenal glands secrete cortisol, one of the chemical triggers of the instinctive fight-or-flight reflex. High levels of cortisol heighten your emotions, limit your creativity, and reduce your ability to process complex information. So when your body is flooded with cortisol, you lose your peripheral vision. You kind of get tunnel vision. It's kind of what happens when you get scared. Burn off excess cortisol with exercise. Take a walk at lunch, work out before you leave for work, hit the gym before your meeting. However it goes, if you don't think it will help, remember a time when you were totally stressed and decided to work out. I'm sure you felt a lot less anxious and a lot more grounded when you were finished exercising. The perspective you gained came at least in part from lowering your cortisol levels. We're discussing an article Jeff Hayden wrote in Inc.com. Activities or actions that you can do to boost your self-confidence. A lot of times in small business, so many people just don't seem to have that confidence. I know a gentleman who's got a business, and he's almost as timid as a mouse when it comes to talking about it, which makes it very difficult for him to sell. Number five, eat right to boost your mental sharpness. Eat right. Dopamine and epinephrine are two chemicals that help regulate mental alertness. Both are found in tyrosine, which is an amino acid found in protein. So simply make sure you're including some protein in the meal that you're going to eat before you need to do something stressful. And you don't want to wait until the last minute to fuel up. The last thing you want to do is have a heavy meal in your stomach and a little as you're starting to talk. That's not a good idea. We'll continue our conversation about simple things that you can do to boost your self-confidence. Think through some what-if scenarios to gain perspective. I love this one. Say you're giving a presentation later today, and if you're like a lot of people, they say, what if stuff, that's your biggest worry. What if my PowerPoint crashes? What if someone constantly interrupts, screws up my flow? What if my time gets cut short? The fear of the unknown is a confidence killer, and it can quickly spiral out of control. So think about a few of the worst things that can happen and create a plan to deal with those things. You feel more confident because you've transformed what if into the much more positive, okay, then I will. Adopt a superstition that actually helps. Superstitions are a vain attempt to control uncertainty or fear. Wearing lucky socks doesn't really make you perform any better. However, instead of creating a superstition that creates a pattern, you should create a pattern that helps you prepare and emotionally center yourself. For example, some people like to walk the hall before a presentation to check the audience sight lines. I used to do that as well. Maybe you can decide to always do a run through your presentation an hour before you go on, even though you're sure you can do it in your sleep. Maybe you decide to run what you plan to say one last time before every client meeting, even though you've delivered the similar sales pitch dozens of times. Pick certain actions that you will perform, actions that are actually beneficial and not just based on superstition, and do them every time. Comfort lies in the familiar, and so does confidence. I agree with that 100%. And then finally, create a secondary goal. You want to boost your self-confidence, create a secondary goal. Say you're speaking to an industry group and your goal is to convince members to donate time to a worthy cause. Pretty quickly, you're going to realize no one's listening, and much less even care. What do you do? Any confidence you once felt is gone, so then you try too hard. Or you give up and just go through the motions. Whatever you do, you walk away feeling like you failed. Whenever you know what you really want to accomplish might be hard to achieve, always have a secondary goal in mind. What is it? You shoot for the stars, shoot for the moon, but if you miss, you always land among the stars, right? Whenever you know that what you really want to accomplish might be really hard to achieve, you've got that secondary goal, you plan for success, but you also plan to turn a total failure into a partial success. If you can't tell you won't succeed with your primary goal, be prepared to plant seeds for another attempt down the road. All of these having to do with developing confidence, and confidence, my friends, is sexy. And when you are out there and you're standing on the stage and you're making your presentation, and what you want is for an audience to react in such a way that it is positive, then you got to feel confident, you got to feel sexy, you got to feel like you've got it, because you do. Strike a pose, be confident, and go get them. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is the home of positive business talk. Eric Raymer, Angel Tussey, helping you get your business right.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 6533 800-547-6533.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk, and we are positively thrilled that you are joining us. If you want to join the conversation, pick up the phone and call us 303-632-4160. 303-632-4160. Just a shout out to listener Dennis who popped in on the last conversation. He wanted to know, has anybody ever seen that girl in the mirror video talking about boosting your self-confidence? And this little tiny girl, maybe 5 years old, maybe even less than that, gets up there on the counter in their bathroom and is looking in the mirror, and she says, I love my house, I love my dad, I love my mom, I love my car, I love my dog. And she's just giving a real cheerleading rowdy type of a boost. And you know what? That's exactly what we need to do. To boost your self-confidence, you look in the mirror and say, here's what I love about life. And that's what the Experience Pros Radio Show exists to do every single day. According to data gathered by Siftery, a tool that tracks and suggests software used by businesses, top companies today use an average of 37 different tools or software platforms to run their day-to-day operations. I had no idea it was that many, but that's a lot, especially when compared to how few tools businesses used just a handful of years ago. Honestly, it's a fact that we should consider, especially when compared to how few tools are being used. So, here's the truth. Dana Severson compiled 24 must-have tools for any growing business. And she's broken it down into a couple of different categories. First of all, in accounting and finance, this is an area that we all have to deal with, folks. Accounting and finance, nobody really digs it, but if you are determined to do it by yourself, here are a couple of three different softwares that you really need to have. Expensify. Expensify removes almost all the painful parts out of submitting expense reports. Gone are the days of the expense report hell, and you know it's true. You can get a big old yeehaw. FreshBooks. Sure, you can make simple invoices in a number of ways without tracking them, but can you do that easily and beautifully in the process? Your larger enterprise or international customers will appreciate it. And then, of course, every year we talk about this, and every year QuickBooks shows up. It's the perennial. It's the grandfather. It's the one that everybody uses in many ways. QuickBooks, invoicing isn't their greatest feature, but you have to keep your books somewhere. QuickBooks works well enough and is deeply integrated enough with many other tools to make them a must-have. In the support area, in customer support, there's a couple of new ones here that I have not heard about. Grasshopper. Yes, you heard me correctly. Grasshopper. You got to have that 800 number, right? Well, maybe not, but having a phone number out there to engage with customers and prospects who prefer this method of contact is important. Business tends to have happen a lot faster on the phone as well, which is never a bad thing. Grasshopper makes it a breeze to handle these calls and route them appropriately or take a message when necessary. You know, I used Google Voice for a number of years, and now we have 855-FANBRAG, which is our 24/7 hotline, and then we route that to the studio from 2 to 4 p.m. on Fridays when we're airing this broadcast live. And I love the idea of having an 800 number. I love the idea. I think, you know, we have people who listen to us on a regular basis who say, the times have changed, the days are such that we all have our cell phone, and the whole area code thing doesn't matter. You're wrong. It does matter. It really matters. Once we got an 800 number, calls that came into our facility literally tripled. Not overnight, but it was one of those things where the value of an 800 number says to somebody who's out there looking, says that you are national in scope and not limited to a geographic location. If you think it doesn't make a difference, you are incorrect. And I say that with respect, but I also say it emphatically because there's simply no support for the idea that a 720 or a 303 number isn't going to limit you to a mountain, you know, Colorado response. Now people will use it if it's the only thing you got, but imagine how many more people would use it if they perceived you as having a national brand. There's another software out there called Inspectlet. If you do business on the web, this tool records the sessions of your users and will come in very handy when needing to resolve user support issues or for improving the user experience. Anything that improves the user experience, I am 100% in on. I think it's a good idea. Another one called Intercom. Tool's been quickly dominating the world. Live in a time of instant answers, and that's what customers have come to expect. Intercom has built a product that allows you to help customers while they're in the app. You can address immediate concerns and push out effective notifications. In the development side, there's a program called Namecheap. Namecheap, and it is a great domain management platform with cheap rates. For when you need to register every possible variation of your brand or product name. For instance, we have experiencepros.com. But what would it take to get experiencepros.net, .org, you know, .us, and the list goes on and on. In operations, the perennial, the big dog here in the area, that's Google Apps. You don't need the full power of Microsoft Office, but you do need easy collaboration. Google Apps is for you. It's amazing. And there's one called Gusto. Gusto is hands down the most valuable tools available for small to medium-sized businesses. They make payroll, benefits, taxes, and reporting an absolute breeze, and the team is always super helpful. If you're still doing payroll in-house or through a larger firm, give them a look. Another one called Slack. Slack helps provide powerful team communication and collaboration, keeps everyone on the same page and productive all day long, as long as you don't have any, you know, funky interactions. In sales and marketing, we use Calendly, and it made the list. Every year, the average person spends about 2 days going back and forth trying to find a time that works for meetings. Well, here's the reality. Calendly solves that pain. It's a shareable calendar, allows your customers and prospects to pick the time that works best for them to connect with you. Folks, don't go anywhere. Top of the hour news is just ahead. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,